With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said after a conversation with President Trump that the planned tariffs are on hold for a month. Sheinbaum says on X, Mexico will reinforce the northern border with 10,000 members of the National Guard immediately to stop drug trafficking from Mexico to the United States, in particular fentanyl. The pause added to the drama as the president's tariffs against Canada and China still slated to go into effect on Tuesday. Meanwhile, more reactions to the president's tariffs from our neighbors to the north.
The leader of Canada's most populous province, Ontario, says he's ripping up a $68 million contract with Elon Musk's Starlink internet service in response to the tariffs. Premier Doug Ford is also banning American firms from provincial contracts, along with Canada, China, and Mexico, vowing retaliation as well.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, House Republican leaders want committees to land deeper spending cuts in their party line bill to enact President Trump's domestic agenda. We have more on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Key hardliners and others on the budget committee are pushing to outline at least $1 trillion in spending cuts in the blueprint that the committee is supposed to debate this week. Last week, those panel members told senior Republicans they would not vote for a draft budget blueprint like what Johnson and committee chairs outlined during a closed-door meeting at the House GOP retreat in Florida. That initial blueprint included more than $300 billion in spending cuts, but added $325 billion in new spending for defense, border security, and deportation operations. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Wall Street lower, still nervous about a potential trade war due to the tariffs. The Dow down 33 points, the NASDAQ off nearly 200. This is SRN News. The 119th Congress has 13 LGBT members.
That's the most in U.S. history, but no more than the last Congress. At the turn of the 21st century, the 107th Congress featured only three people who were openly homosexual. It's different this time around, though, because one of the current congressmen is transgender. Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride is a man who is living as a woman, and his presence has prompted House Speaker Mike Johnson to issue orders that no men be allowed to use women's bathrooms on the Hill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A coalition of legal organizations calling on Texas school districts to reject the adoption of a recently approved state curriculum that includes references to Christianity and biblical teachings. The groups claim the curriculum would violate the so-called separation of church and state. The State Board of Education approved the elementary school curriculum in November. This is SRN News. USAID could be facing a shutdown.
Asked about it on his way back to the White House Sunday, Trump weighed in.
USAID, run by radical lunatics, and we're getting them out. And then we'll make a decision.
The Trump administration placed two top USAID security chiefs on leave after they refused to turn over classified material to Musk's DOGE government inspection teams, which did eventually get control. I'm Julie Walker.
A baby food maker recalling edible sticks meant to ease teething pain over a possible choking hazard. Gerber recalling and discontinuing its brand of Soothe and Chew teething sticks after receiving customer complaints. Customers who brought the item should return them for a refund. And Costco and Teamsters have reached a quick tentative agreement on a new contract, avoiding a strike. Details of that new agreement were not immediately available. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.